This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I think we sweated out enough last weekend to say we're officially in summer, although the solstice doesn't happen until next week. Of course, that means bugs, be it insect or disease, and weeds are coming in with abandon. I think the toughest part of gardening is trying to figure out why a plant is not thriving. Is it an insect? Is it a disease? Are my plants getting the nutrients they need? Enough water? Too much water? Maybe this particular plant doesn't like afternoon sun, or one day you're looking down on something that makes you go, "Ew, what's that?" I know enough to know that I will be forever learning, especially when it comes to diagnostics. There are a number of good books, and the University of Minnesota Extension has some diagnostic tools. I'll have links from my website, gardenby.com, to help you navigate the sometimes complicated world of finding out the answer to, "Ew, what's that?" Sometimes it's easy, like aphids, because they're on nearly everything and you can just give them a good blast of water to kill them. I just ran my fingers along the stems of my Monarda. Sounds gross, but it is effective. Lady beetles love to eat aphids. Many times diagnosing a problem is not so easy. Years ago, I had something eating away at the leaves on my grapes. After a closer look, I could see a lot of little black worms. After looking through books and going online, I narrowed it down to two choices. Then I found a picture of exactly who the culprit was online: flea beetle larvae. Before using any chemical, know what you're dealing with. Flea beetle larvae also eat leafy greens. Floating row covers can help. Those are usually plastic covers you place over your plants using hoop stakes to keep them above the growth of your plants. I'll have pictures on gardenbite.com. And as always, you can email me your questions. If you have pictures, send those too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.